Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, I thought it best to give musical legend Tina Turner some airtime, seeing as an earlier show was all about Elton John saying what an absolute diva she was. In this extract, Tina discusses her time working with David Bowie, her last goodbyes to him before his passing, and when she duetted with Mick Jagger at Live Aid, and the only thing he could think of to do to cause a spectacle was rip her skirt off on stage. Hope you enjoy it. I might as well move on to the next hot topic. One of the most debated questions in the history of rock and roll, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here because I get asked this question all the time, is what did David Bowie whisper in your ear when you were dancing together in the Tonight video? Journalists and fans beg for the answer. Some have suggested they might bring in a lip reader to decipher David's words. But his mouth is so close to my ear and his lips are not completely visible, so that won't help. To recap, David leans in and whispers, and I react as if I've heard something very naughty. No, he did not say anything smutty. I definitely would remember that. But I'm trying to recall what he did say to me. The truth is, I just don't remember. And now that David has gone to his grave, his words will have to remain a mystery. Although there's no guarantee that his memory would have been any better than mine, he probably forgot too. The last time I saw David, he was performing in Brussels. I stopped by his dressing room after the concert and we caught up with each other. Our visit was sweet, although he was so secretive about being sick that I didn't know it was our last dance, our final goodbye. "Love you, Tina," he said. "Love you, David," I answered. I'm so glad those were our parting words. How many women can hold up their end of the stage with Mick Jagger? Yet Mick and I always had the best time together. And our performance at Live Aid in 1985, the historic concert organised by Bob Geldof to raise money for the famine in Ethiopia, is a perfect example. It was late in the evening at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia. The temperature reached 95 degrees, and the audience had been there all day, listening to everyone from Tom Petty and Madonna to the Beach Boys and Bob Dylan. Now they were waiting for Mick, who wasn't about to let extreme heat stop him from giving his usual high-energy performance. He was always very physical, although I always smiled when I remembered his impromptu dance classes with me and the Iquettes back in London. That's what his fans expected to see. I was making a surprise appearance that night to sing two songs with Mick, and before we went on stage, we spoke briefly about the tempo. Hall & Oates were playing backup for Mick, who was working as a solo artist, without the Rolling Stones, and I was concerned that they were playing a little slow. I need momentum. I can't dance to slow.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I said, "Mick, I don't know if this is going to work if they can't pick it up." He told me not to worry, that he would take care of it. "I know what you want," he said. "You want it fast." And he went out and talked to the band about picking it up. When he came back, he asked me, "So what are we going to do?" Mick and I could never just stand there and sing. That wasn't us. We had to do something. He looked me over. I was wearing a tight-fitting black leather top and skirt, and I could see a naughty idea forming. "Does that skirt come off?" he asked slyly. "What?" was my startled reply. "I'm going to take your skirt off." I asked him why, but it was too late to talk it through. Mick had already made up his mind to do it. "Just to create something," he said. Understandably, I was a little nervous, because I'd never had my skirt taken off on stage. Luckily, I was prepared. In those days especially, you didn't just wear undies. I wore fishnet stockings over my underwear, then dancer's briefs over that. If my skirt came off, there would be nothing to see except a costume under a costume. I was covered, I reassured myself. And Mick knew I was covered. We were professionals. Mick walked onto the stage, thanked the audience for bearing up under the heat, and then called, "Where's Tina?" I came out and we went right into State of Shock. It was good, but a little too tame for Mick, who likes a lot of excitement. When we started It's Only Rock and Roll, he pulled off his shirt, danced around bare-chested, then sashayed off the stage to change into a yellow jacket and camouflage pants, singing "But I Like It" the whole time. He came back, and without missing a beat, he reached for my waist. I felt, oh my God, I felt him feeling around where the snap was. I knew it was going to happen. I glanced down because I wondered, how did I look at that moment? When he pulled off my skirt with a flourish, I saw with relief that it wasn't bad. Thanks to the dancer's briefs holding me in like a girdle and the fishnet stockings hiding my underwear, everything was in shape and in place, like a dancer. I managed to appear startled, that's the actress in me, and I ducked behind Mick to make it really look like it was a surprise. The audience loved it. Mick is just naughty, you know? We just play. The first time I appeared on stage with him, he tried to press the microphone in my crotch. He's like every bad boy you've ever known at school. That's why I always think of the Rolling Stones as boys, because I've raised sons. When you raise boys, you know they are playful. I always had to be on guard with Mick, because I never knew what prank was coming next. But he's like a brother. It wasn't as if some random guy pulled off my skirt. It was like a boy I knew did it. A very old boy. I have to say, I love that insight into Mick Jagger's performance brain. Yes, he has the nous to know that during a gig featuring all the other biggest musicians in the world, he'd need to cause some kind of uproarious moment to stand out from the crowd. But also, the best he could come up with was to rip Tina Turner's skirt off. Deary me. Makes me wonder if Justin Timberlake had heard that story before his Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson. Let me know your thoughts on the Tina Turner extract and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comment section, or by posting to our social media. That's Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Please check out my other show, It's Your Funeral, a lighthearted look into the most important day of our guests' afterlives, and give it a follow on Insta at Pod It's Your Funeral. Thanks for listening, and remember, there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.